True Grabo Live. Baby, so, when you're used to watching NFL Red Zone every Sunday, and then you find out you're getting on a cruise ship, your first question yourself is, do they have the red zone?
Like, you're asking that question to everybody you see as soon as you get on the boat.
They got red zone?
Red zone. We're going to watch a game.
John Brennan said if they were to open up a club just for NFL Red Zone on a cruise ship and charge $50 to get in, every male would pay it.
Absolutely.
Because you want to watch the Red Zone. And when you're used to watching, I mean, if the Bucks are on, I'll watch the Bucks game. But other than that, I got to watch all the games so I can get all my fantasy players. So then we find out that the game of the week is not the Bucks-Bears, as it should be, sailing from Tampa. The game of the week is Kansas City, Philadelphia. Ugh, gross. Disgusting. What a horrible puke fest of a game. I mean, NFL puts out a great product. So then we're following the Bucks game along on our phones, right? And you know, you get the statistics and it tells you 5-yard run, blah, blah, blah. And then it says special teams fumble recovery. And I'm like, well, that's very interesting. I happen to know somebody who does special teams for the Buccaneers.
Tariq Cohen goes back. And a short kick. And he might have shanked this one, but it takes a Tampa Bay roll and stays in the field of play. And it is picked up by Tariq Cohen, who fumbles it, recovered by the Bucs.
The Buccaneers website kind of dissed you by not putting your name call in there.
Like, I need to hear a camera.
Yeah, I know.
Should we redo that?
Yeah, can we redo it and we all say Cameron Lynch?
Yeah, he deserves it. Yeah.
I mean, he earned it.
And a short kick. And he might have shanked this one, but it takes a Tampa Bay roll and stays in the field of play. And it is picked up by Tariq Cohen, who fumbles it, recovered by the Bucs.
Cameron Lynch!
Oh man. What's up, Cam?
What's up, you guys?
Dude, that was so awesome. Tell us from the moment that you saw the ball in the air, what happened, dude?
Man, so the ball, I thought it was going out of bounds, but you know, I just, you know, being a player, like, hey, I gotta be by the ball all the time. So I see the ball hit the sideline, so ooh, it's in play. So I see the young guy coming. You know, he's like a bait, like a, I got the fish on the hook, kind of like, ah, you know what I mean? Like, we're walking by the ball, and he's biting, so I'm like, nah, he's not going to get it. So we kind of split him, and he sees an opening, so he attempts to scoop it, and, you know, I grab his leg, and then my teammate punches it out, and the next thing you know, the cookies are just right there. Waiting for me just to pounce. So, man, I got my hands around the ball, and I scooped it, and it was a great feeling.
Oh, man, that had to be – I mean, you force a fumble in preseason. You recover a fumble in the first game of the season.
Is that your first fumble recovery in the NFL regular season?
No, I recovered an onside kick at the end of the season, last game against the Panthers last season. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm fond to the football.
Yeah.
So, I need to become more fond, man. And I feel like, you know, those are great plays. You know, that keeps you in the NFL. When you get the ball, that's the meaning of the sport.
Sure.
Yeah, so when I had a ball, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the more you touch it, man, and the more you get it, the better off you'll be. So I can't wait for more opportunities to get it.
Wow, that's great. And I'm sure when you get to the sideline, your special teams coach is going crazy. Yeah. Coach Cutter's going crazy. Yeah. And it's a momentum thing. I mean, one play swings momentum.
I mean, listen, the Bears never had any momentum in that game. Second Mike Glennon stepped out there. Well, I know he has a lot of friends on the Bucks, but still, it's the truth.
At this pace, it's only a matter of time until Cam Chant starts.
Oh, yeah.
The
In the stadium, like the entire state, like you're one fumble recovery away from those stick carriers really grabbing hold of that Cam Chant. And
please make sure it's a Cam Chant. Your last name. Right? No disrespect, but you know what I mean. That'll fire people up, though.
Definitely would, but in the wrong kind of way.
Cam, did you really get the game ball for special teams on Sunday?
Yeah, got the game ball, man. Yeah. So yeah, it felt great.
Where do you put it? Where is it?
I'm just going to put it right next to my bed so I can wake up.
Now, Cameron Lynch is here. He plays special teams for the Bucks. He's also a linebacker. And I thought, you know, we said goodbye to you in the preseason, hell, before training camp, because I thought this kid's busy. There's no way we're going to see him. I don't even feel good about messaging him during the season. So you came in right before game one. You get a big fumble recovery. You get a win. And I thought, all right, we got to see him during the season. Awesome. We'll see you in the playoffs. And then here you are again. Don't you fly to Minnesota tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah. We leave at 1 o'clock. But you know, sometimes you got whatever's important to you, you got to fit it in. You got that's what you have to do. So I was like, man, I gotta holler at the boys and the girls as well.
This friggin' guy.
I mean, I think Cam enjoys coming in here with us. I think he enjoys learning radio. But I also believe coming in here last week was good luck, and you want a bit of that again, don't you?
You don't want to mess with the mojo.
Yeah, good luck Friday.
Athletes are the most superstitious.
Yeah, yeah. Like golfers, baseball players. Wade Boggs wouldn't step on the third baseline as he would cross the field. He'd go out, take the field at 7-11 every time. So there are a bunch of weird superstitions they have. But you guys got a Sam Bradford less Vikings. I believe Case Keenum gets the start.
Yeah.
Does that affect your preparation at all?
No, not at all. I mean, you study Case. I play with Case, so I know his movements and all that, which is great. But you prepare as usual, and then see his strengths and how he would affect the game and go from there.
Yeah, and we just saw right before you came in that Quan Alexander has officially been ruled out for Sunday.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. How does it affect your you and your playing time? Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, I do my thing on special teams and be ready, you know, at moment's notice to go in. So I think it just ramps up the preparation from how it already was. So,
yeah.
But, you know, he'll be right with it right there with us, turning us up, man. He's a great guy and he'll bring great energy from the sideline.
Cameron Lynch is here. He plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Go ahead, Seth.
Cam, how much was your Twitter blowing up after you had that fumble recovery? Because my Twitter was blowing up and I'm not even you. So, I mean, what's it like when you get to the end of the game, you know you had a good game, and then you check social media?
It feels great, man, because, you know, people showing love. So I got most of my tweets were from, you know, everybody tweeting through you guys. So I appreciate it, you know, you guys being that bridge to the Tampa Bay fans. And
sure.
It feels great.
Absolutely. And it's an honor for us, too, because you're just such a naturally great dude. And we it's our pleasure to showcase you and to get the people who listen to our show exposed to you. And maybe they get to know the NFL a little bit better.
I mean, we're proud of him.
I know.
It was a great feeling when they said Cam Lynch.
Unbelievably proud feeling to know you and to know how hard you work at this passion, this game, this life of yours, and to see that pay off, man, that's unreal.
Did you find, I saw a picture of you with your dad and your girlfriend right at the game.
Yeah.
Did your dad tell you how much your girlfriend was actually cussing during the game, or we don't know?
Yeah, I mean, well, he cusses probably twice as much. He was like, that a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I like her. She's a good cusser.
Yeah, really, the coach is like, man, she cusses maybe more than I do, so I like her.
Anybody going up to Minnesota to see you? Or
Nobody in Minnesota, so, right. You know, me and my teammates, me and my dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sending you guys fly out tomorrow. Does anybody go out on Saturday night, or is that like a forbidden, like if they catch you out, you're slipping?
Man, I don't know.
That's a curfew, isn't there? There's a curfew?
Yeah, there's a, well, sorry, I do know. There is, we have curfew. We're in the beds at 11, so I do know.
I'm sure nobody ever breaks curfew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have to share a room, or are you
So, you know, when you're a younger guy, you do, but like you can pay to have your own room. So I think this year, like I paid to have my own,
nice.
You know, just so I can sleep well, no snoring or anything like that. So, you know, I paid to have my own room. So yeah, this year I have my own.
Good. Yeah, yeah. You deserve your own room.
You have to. Man. I don't know how you get some sleep with some big old offensive lineman snoring, you know. Valley Marpet.
I don't see those coaches sharing rooms. So. Why make the players share rooms if the coaches aren't going to share rooms?
What's your takeaway after week one? You got to see what the team looks like. It was week two of the NFL, but week one for the Bucs. What's your general feel? How's the team feeling?
We're feeling great. I feel like it's just now just, okay, that's the bar we set, so we have to keep hitting that bar. So I'm just excited to see, you know, what we do this game. So I expect greater than we did last week.
Yeah, and you got the Minnesota Vikings who have had their struggles. The Bucs are favored to win this game, I believe, in a beautiful new stadium for Minnesota too, right?
Yep. It's the Viking ship, so we're going to bring our ship and go seize the day out there.
Yeah, burn it down.
Sink that bitch.
Seth, didn't you say that there's some stick carriers are going up there?
No, John was telling me that. Though.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that they were posting this morning that a large group of stick carriers will be meeting at the front of the Vikings ship to march into to the Viking Stadium.
Well, you know, maybe we could call on the head stick carrier himself, Mr. Justin Pulaski, good friend of ours, to start a Cam chant as Cam takes the field.
Yes.
So show him a little love from the 813.
Cam, what's the message from Coach Cutter at the end of the game? Because you guys pretty much picked the Bears apart. It looked like in all facets of the game you guys played well, but what was the message when you guys finished up that you know, killing the Bears on Sunday?
Man, it was just like, okay, this is a marathon, not a sprint. So, okay, be happy about this one, but, you know, in 24 hours, put it to bed and let's go to the Vikings, because you can't just rest your loins on all in one game. You have 16 more to go in playoffs and Super. So we have a long way to go. So we have to beat this game.
Yeah, each game, each week is a new opportunity to wipe the slate clean. We're not looking down the line, but we have the New England Patriots looming.
I mean, you know, they got a lot of looming games. I think the next home game isn't that. Is it the Giants? I think.
Yes, it's
that's going to be a big game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an easy win.
Well, I mean, the Giants are not. What were they? They're 0-2. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched TV this week? It's all about how it's over for the.
It's a bad 0-2.
I have not. I got off the boat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you missed it.
Sorry.
Can I say, though, like, so if you get an opportunity to tackle Dalvin Cook, I mean, you know, you got to do your job. I understand, right. You know, but, you know, he, you know, we might get him later. I don't want to hurt him, you know. You ever think about that? There's a certain amount of force you need to put him on the ground, right?
You know,
just give him that and go nose, right?
Yeah, man. No? He's wearing different jerseys tomorrow, Sunday, so we're about to go get him.
But you might see that one day.
We have to get him in practice, too. Anybody who got the ball going to get
it.
He's a big dude, too, and he's putting he can catch the ball, he can run. That's got to be probably the chief concern for you guys on offense for Minnesota.
I want to say that, man, because we go against that every day in practice. You know, we got great running backs, great backs. So if you see it all the time, you know, you see it again, it's just like practice. So I feel like just get in there and knock it out the park. It'll be fun.
Well, dude, thanks for making time with us. We got Longo who is on deck for us.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is.
Like right now?
Like texted and confirmed. We're going to break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Evan Longoria.
Okay. I mean, Cam might want to hang out. I mean, if
you can handle all this Tampa sports excellence in one room in one break, then yes.
Because you know what? I mean, Longo's got his coffee. We got to get Cam Lynch's own coffee.
Oh, yeah. This is your future right here, Cameron Lynch. This is your future. Longo just got his own coffee at Kawa. It's a Tampa Bay sports legend. You are a Tampa Bay sports legend on the rise. So if you do want to stay, we can ask Longo some tips on how Cam could put himself in a position to get his own coffee.
Athletes helping athletes. That's what we like to do here on the show.
Truly what we do. Millionaires helping millionaires is what this radio program is all about. All right, so hang tight. More Cameron Lynch in moments. Follow him on Twitter, by the way. He is Cameron Lynch 50. All one word, Cameron Lynch 50. Throw him a follow. He's a great dude, a tremendous athlete, but an even better human being. He will return with us. We'll have Evan Longoria from your Tampa Bay Rays, another solid dude who has a very special charity venture that we're going to tell you all about. And I still didn't tell you about you-know-who and you-know-what on the cruise with the husband. Been watching.
Look at that.
But I am being silenced. An individual did text me and say, hey, go easy on me. My life is hell.
Okay. Well, at least we have Longo to, you know.
to act as a buffer. So all that and more when Drew Grabo Live continues.